we have raised this issue, particularly now as we get into colder weather. The current advice from the Department of Education is exactly as what Barbara has said, that all windows and doors remain open to ensure there's a good ventilation supply. It is worth noting now that the Health Protection Surveillance Centre, the HPSC, on the 15th of October there, has issued new advice, and this new advice has gone to the Department of Education. We had a meeting with both NEFED and the Department of Education this morning, and this matter was actually raised. And the department has told us that next week we will have new advice in relation to ventilation in classrooms. The advice from the HSTC has actually been published. So they're recommending a few things. First of all, they want teachers to be given instructions on how to manage ventilation in classrooms, because there is an assumption that all teachers will know that. And to be honest, they won't actually know that. Secondly, they are recommending, and I said this before, I think, on your show, Greg, that every classroom has got an indoor air quality meter. They have made that very clear that all classrooms should have that. Now, what that will do is it will measure CO2 levels in the classroom, and when the CO2 levels get to a certain level, it will beep and it will tell teachers at that point there needs to be an air change in the rooms, and at that point windows need to be open. I mean, you cannot learn effectively if you're sitting in a classroom and you're freezing. And it's the same for a teacher. They cannot teach effectively if the room is just too cold to do so.